Ya.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. Kind of just sitting down to eat a little dinner here. I'm on the East Coast time.
Oh, you want me to call you tomorrow?
No. I'll step outside here.
You're good? Okay, good. Yeah, because I typically know better than to come between a man and his food, so
I know. I hardly ever eat. Yeah, I've been on the East Coast for 3 weeks remodeling some property that we bought when I came home a couple months ago. And
oh, no wonder. Yeah, because I had that you were in Washington. That's why I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're on the East Coast now? But it's just for
I came home to visit my sister who went through a double vasectomy with her cancer. She had breast cancer. I came home to see how she was doing, and we ended up finding this property behind our farmhouse. I said, hell, let's buy it and flip it or rent them. So we bought two properties, and I came home. I said, if you buy them, I'll remodel them. I talked to I shouldn't have opened my mouth, but I'm back here remodeling
them. Wow. Oh, that's cool. I need a relative like you. That's awesome.
I'm being paid, but giving her a smoke deal.
I bet. Well, she's been through a lot. So, I'm sure that's a huge blessing for her that you're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, she owns about 20, 30 homes. She's very, very wealthy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just bought another one today, too. We made an offer. We think we got it, and I'll come back, and we'll flip this one, though.
So how long are you going to be there? You think you said only 3 weeks?
I come back Thursday. Yeah, I finished them both. Fast, and it's been 15-hour days every day since I've been here. 15 hours.
Done fast. Yeah, well, you're a hard worker. 15, 16 hours, you must be tired at night. That's a lot of work.
But when I'm not home, I'm home from where I'm from, but the only thing there is to do is hang out with a couple of my buddies that are still alive, that are single, that can get out of the house.
That's cute. I like that. Yeah.
We're sitting down at the local bar, eating dinner, and go back to work after that. Yeah.
Yeah, you need a vacation after this.
I've been getting a lot of weird phone calls from someone that say that they're Google or whatever. They're saying I must get 20 of these calls a day. And what they're telling me, the voice you're not being on, people are trying to get a hold of you on voice something activation, and you are not coming up, whatever, and it sounds an alarm to them, and they call me. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, the lady I talked to earlier today on the phone said that Google wouldn't do that. They don't call you. Now, I don't know.
Those are scam calls. Those are scam calls where they'll call out and they'll say, oh, your Google listing is not verified or it's not up to date. And then they scare you. And then the end result, if you talk to them, is they want more money. So I want to let you know that
because they're going through different phone numbers to get to me and all this stuff. I see it on the phone. I get 20 of them a day, every single day, just about.
Wow.
It seems like the same people, the same company, or just different voice, and the same time it's the same guy all the time, or the same person. But I get a lot of that. And then they even said, well, we'll prove it to you. They'll do it, and they say, it's not getting through or whatever. You don't come up anywhere.
So question, are you using anything other than our service, like an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack?
I'm on Angie's list, but I haven't actually used them yet because I joined up with them right before I was coming back here, knowing that at that time we didn't buy that real estate. Well, then we bought it. And so I told him, I put a pause on everything. I just said, just wait till I come back and we'll regroup and we'll start all over again. But I have not done nothing but give them money, but they haven't started nothing with me yet.
Okay, here's why I ask you. You said that you're on their directory, but you haven't used them yet. So I just went to the directory to see, and there you are, front and center. Your phone number is published, and it says P.O. Box 1796, Woodland, Washington. Okay? So yep. What I think is happening, because we deal with, you know, a lot of clients from all over the nation, and every time they tell me what you did, that, oh, I'm getting all these calls of people saying my Google listing's not up to date, and we find out when we research it that they're originating from other sources. And Angie Leads happens to be a big one, because on Angie Leads, you can go on there and you can put in, for example, contractors in Washington, and you'll get pages and pages and pages of leads. So mm-hmm. I think that that's what they've done. Those scam callers, they're just going through.
You get it from there, then call me.
And they're calling you and everybody else they find on the directory, because they're hoping that eventually they're going to get one that bites, and then they're going to get some more money out of them. So
yeah, what, and I don't call on none of that stuff. I just hang up the phone.
Yeah. The thing that frustrates me, though, is the fact that you said they're calling you from different numbers, because if they were calling from the same number, you could block them, right? So
yeah,
what I would say to you is maybe tell Angie Leads until you're ready to work with them to remove your phone number and your website from their listing. That way people can still see you up there, but it won't have your contact information.
Once I get back on Thursday, I'm going to start it up, because I'm back home, you know, in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll start it back up. It was just why I was on this trip, and I figured it'd take me roughly 3 weeks to remodel these, and so I told him just put a pause on it until I get back, and we'll start it. So I will be starting it within a week or so.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well, if you paid them, you might as well get some
money
out of them, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm going to get some of my money out of them. But
yeah.
Anyway, so but I still am not
being
found though anywhere other than Woodland.
Okay.
You still
so,
can't find anywhere.
I want to let you know that with the Google optimization in the local map section, it's tied into your business address, which is in Woodland. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll only be found in Woodland, because the more people that find you from outskirting areas, the more relevant you'll become and the better results that you'll see. But that's where it's PIN verified on the map, okay? Now, with the Facebook ads, you can run those wherever you like without having an address. So, you know, that's the benefit of this program. You have kind of the best of both worlds, where it'll help you capitalize on a book of business that's in your backyard and some of the immediate surrounding areas.
Well,
and
that's what you guys were to do, is to get me to the surrounding areas. Vancouver is what I really want. The little towns, I can care less. I just have to put them on in case I do business with them. But I need to get into Vancouver.
So there's two ways you can get on the first page of Google in Vancouver. Number one would be if you use the Vancouver address. And I've had people go through the extreme of using a friend or a relative or a colleague's address.
Okay, well, I mean, if I do that, then I got a question here that raises. Why am I hiring you?
Oh, because getting an address in Vancouver...
I thought you guys were supposed to get me out there.
No, we can't get you out there if you give us a Woodland address. That's the rules by Google. So when we signed you up and I said, hey, what's your business address, and you gave it to me, and you even put, it doesn't always, you know, work for mail, so put the P.O. box on there just in case, right?
Yes.
So
well,
that's
the
address.
I want to be knowing my home address. That's the reason, you know.
Yes.
But,
yeah,
again, when I hired you guys told me that what you guys do is get me out to those 30, 40-mile radius. So that has not, I'm not getting 5 miles outside of Woodland.
You can get even a 50, 80-mile radius if you want through the Facebook ads. And maybe that was the confusion that happened during the client interview, because if they're asking you, like, oh, what's your target market and where's your service area, and they're taking down, you know, Vancouver and different cities that you're mentioning to them, their intention with that is to run the Facebook ads in those areas. Because
so
with Google...
I don't do Facebook. Remember, I don't do Facebook. For one, I told you that.
Because you don't have to go on Facebook to be able to benefit from this. We're still running the ads for you. So all you have to
now,
do
is... another thing I was getting, ads, my number's being tracked through another number, and I don't want that. I don't want them calling a different number to get to my number. That's a
I
no-go.
Saw that. There's already notes in here from 9:30 this morning that they have removed the call tracking number.
That's a major
note. Yeah, so you're good there. Yeah, that's a feature that some people pay us extra for that they want it. But for you, if you don't want it, it's just a preference. If you'd rather promote this number, then they've already
It is my number. I don't want somebody tracking me through other numbers. I don't. That's something that I have no control of. I don't want them doing that. I'm in complete control of my website, my phone number. I want nothing else added, deleted, added into it. I don't want no commercial. So I brought up an ad that said me, and it said concrete polishing, had all these fake pictures on it that weren't even my pictures. I mean, that's not even me. So I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah, do you know where that picture was? What source?
Well, I'll try to find it, but I thought it was through you guys doing this to me. And then I called up and said, you had me sell stuff online, send more pictures, and all this. It was you guys doing it.
Let me look in the dashboard and see which pictures we have and see if that picture...
It could only be pictures I tried sending, and I had issues sending them, and then I tried it again, and I never heard from nobody, so I thought they went through. So I sent a lot of pictures of my remodels, my flooring, a lot of stuff I've done. There must have been 30, 40 pictures at least I sent.
The pictures that are on here, there's not 30 or 40 of them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But they're just more of flooring. They're like hardwood flooring pictures. So what I'll do is I'll check with that department because I don't get those emails. If someone sends in pictures, it goes to the support email. So I'll check with that department and see if they got them. If not, when you have time, I can set an appointment where we can call you and show you how to go on your dashboard and upload them right there. That would be the best way for you to do it, because if you email them and they're not going through, then that's frustrating because then you got to try to do it again and again, right? But if you update it on the dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technician.
I want to say it was done that way because one of your team talked me through it. I said, okay, I'll hit that button and I'll start doing it, and I did it. But I thought, well, maybe I'm sending too many at a time. It can't keep up or something. Maybe I sent too many pictures and it couldn't upload them enough or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if that's possible.
I just don't know why they wouldn't use more of them if there were more, you know, because you said you sent 30 and there's not that.
Yeah, I sent a lot of them. Yeah.
But I can find out. I'll get an answer from that department and make sure that they got the pictures. But if not, we can show you how to upload them through the dashboard. Who knows? Maybe it was too large of a file or something.
I have not gotten one phone call or nothing from any of these ads. From nothing. It's all I'm getting work just through my word of mouth and people that know me. The advertisement, whatever you guys are doing, I've gotten nothing.
So let me tell you, just because I am on the dashboard, it is showing me that you've had 141 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, okay? And then on Google, that portion takes a little bit longer, but there's already...
I would like to physically know what's on that Facebook and how come I'm not getting a phone call. If they are looking on Facebook, how come no one's calling their number? Go further with it, you know.
I like to know
what you guys are doing with Facebook. I like to see what you're putting out there, because it's just like I don't know what you're doing. It could be totally wrong what I do, because someone said you advertise concrete polishing. I don't do concrete polishing. You know, it's like, where are you getting this stuff from?
Yeah, I don't see anything of concrete polishing on your keyboard.
I didn't take it off. I called somebody, take that stuff off. It's not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I don't
It looks good on this end. One thing I want you to do, though, if you would do me this favor, is your Google listing is verified and published. All of it went through fine. But you don't have any reviews on there yet, and I think that could be affecting your conversion, because if there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and then you don't, it might be affecting which one they call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compose an email for you, and it will say, thank you for using North County Home Installations LLC, and if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out for you to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. And that's where you're going to start seeing.
People have gone on my website that I've done work for and given me a rating. I don't know where that went to. I mean, I've been given 5 stars from my customers already.
Well, I see on here, on your website, I don't see any reviews, but if I go through different destinations that you're listed, let's say that you have a 5-star review on Yelp or a 5-star review on Yahoo or another source.
I get Yelp calling me saying that you're not in our system. You can't be found, and they want me to sign up with them. I get a Yelp call at least once a week.
You have a Yelp listing. I'm looking at it. You have a Yelp listing, actually.
Maybe someone's, maybe they're lying.
Sometimes if a company comes on board and they have a weaker internet presence, sometimes our technicians will put you on some of the popular directories. I think that we might have created this Yelp page because it has some of the same photos that are on the Google listing. So I think if they're calling you from Yelp, they're wanting to sell you some pay-per-click ads on Yelp or something like that, but you definitely have a verified listing on Yelp because I'm looking at it right now. It has your hours of operation.
There's been over 1,000 people this month that went on Yelp, and you were not found looking for a flooring contractor, and I never came up. This is what he told me. That's what he told me.
I mean, I think that he's probably blowing smoke. He's probably just trying to get you to buy something. To be honest, I think that that's what he's trying to do. But because here's the reality, Mike, is that 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search online, they'll hire off of Google. So yeah, sometimes we'll put businesses on Yelp or Yellow Pages or Facebook or Manta, and we'll put some extra directories in there just to give them a stronger internet presence. But those extra directories very rarely bring a strong return because 87% hires off of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take all those other sources and kind of lump them into one category, right, they're only getting 13%. So I wouldn't worry about it so much if,
Yeah, 1,000 a month. Come on, dude. There ain't that. We don't get that many phone calls when I was in the other business doing the same thing. You know, that's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm going to have them start doing weekly posts on your Google listing. That will just keep you more relevant and give you better activity. I already sent that message to the department to start those weekly posts. And then on your end, I'm going to compose that review generator email. And I'm confident that if you get a couple of 5-star reviews here and there, that's where you're going to see your phone really start ringing and you'll see the strong impact to your business. So,
The Friday I get back, I start a 2,000 square foot tear out, re-sheet the whole house and hardwood floors, and I'll have them put a review on and see what they do. And the other customers that I've already done, should I have them do it again?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because if they've already done one for you, those are the ones that will in a heartbeat go in here and make another one, right? And because you're sending them an email that already has the link in there, it's a no-brainer. They're going to click on the link and they'll do it. So I'll compose that email for you right now just so that you have it. And then just feel free to copy and paste and send it to some of your past and present clients. That's going to help you tremendously, okay?
Okay, even like my sister here on the East Coast can do that. It would help, even though in Pennsylvania. It don't matter, I guess.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Anybody can go on to Google and write a review for you. So that will help you. If she does that and a couple of people do it, and I even tell people, like, you're actually doing work for your sister, so it's legit, right? But I always tell people, like, look, if you have a friend or a relative that can vouch for your business, they can write a review. But I always tell them, don't have them lie and say, like, hey, I hired Mike to you know, do my flooring.
I don't do that.
Right.
I'm too horrible of a guy. I don't do, I go by the book and do things right.
That's why I always tell them, like, don't do a bogus thing, because I think that that kind of stuff will catch up to people, right? But can go on there if they're a friend or a relative of yours, and they can say, hey, you know, North County Home Installations is a trusted business in the community. Don't hesitate to call Mike. He'll do a fantastic job. So they can go on there and give you 5 stars and kind of vouch for you without saying that they actually used you. You know what I mean? So, you can forward this to anybody, past or present, even if it's a friend or relative. And I'll compose that link for you right now. And like I said, I know that that's going to help you tremendously.
Okay. Everyone, pretty much listen until I get back to Washington, because I'll be working to the minute I get on that plane. I'm at the end of my, you know, remodel. I'm trying to force it all, get it done, so I probably won't respond to that right away. I'll do it when I get back into the home, when I have more.
That's okay. As long as you have it. I mean, that's the main thing is, you know, you're so busy. When you have a free moment to kind of be able to go and start forwarding this email, I don't want you to be like, oh, no, where is it? I got to call Tina, and then you're waiting for a couple of hours, you know. So I just want to send it to you now just so you have it. And then that way you can start using it at your leisure, you know, and that will help you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and sit down and go eat my dinner. And,
what is for dinner, by the way? Now you're making me hungry.
And crab cakes and fish.
That's a nice dinner for the East Coast, right? I love it.
The Chesapeake blue crab. It's a lot different than the West Coast Dungeness crab. I like it better myself. But,
that's neat. Oh, I love it. Well, enjoy your dinner, and I'm happy that your sister made it through her surgery and everything. I mean, it sounds like she has some really good support with you out there helping her too. So I put some notes in here, and I started that weekly posting, and then if you have any questions on this email for the reviews, just call me when you're on, you know, the plane or when you get back, and I can walk you through it, okay?
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome, Mike. Have a good evening. Thank you. Bye.